The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. How are y'all doing, BTN News listeners? Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the second day of July 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours. We're getting you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Starting off in the UK today, hey, let's face it, switching mobile providers, yeah, it's a headache. Particularly when you're sitting there going, I just want to go to somewhere else, but hey, we want to entice you with these freebies and we'll do add-ons and yada, yada, yada. And you just want to get on over to the next provider and take your number with you, of course. Well, those headaches might be getting a bit easier for the UK public, thanks to PAC. Yes, the porting authorization code. Starting today, UK mobile users who want to switch can get PAC by just sending a simple text. This has all been brought on by Telcom's regulator, Ofcom, to make it a little bit less stressful when trying to switch providers. Now, they're saying it's simple enough, and it kind of looks simple anyways. Basically, if you want to switch providers, but keep your existing number, of course, you'll text PAC and then send that to 65075. Again, this will work with any UK mobile service provider. You should then get a reply within about a minute or two. Then you'll receive a code that's valid for 30 days, which in that time period will give you the freedom to sign up with another provider. You'll also get within that text, at least it's supposed to be, all the information about your termination charges or remaining balances you may owe. There's also more than just PAC that you can text. If you want to terminate your contract and don't care about keeping your number, you can text STAC to 75075. And of course, if you're still in contract and just need a little bit more information about it, all you have to do is text info to 85075 to find that out. From the UK, we go over to the US and people that are on PlayStation View. Yeah, those ones have decided, yeah, I've had enough with my cable providers because it was getting so dang expensive. Well, PlayStation View is getting more expensive now. Yeah, that's right. Another price hike is coming for PlayStation View streaming subscribers. It's raising all of its multi-channel plans by $5 per month. The increase starts today, meaning that existing subscribers will expect their increase in their statements for July 31st. Of course, PlayStation View ain't the only ones raising their prices. YouTube TV, Netflix, AT&T, DirecTV Now, all these streaming services have been going up pretty much because so many people are leaving the traditional way of viewing television. Problem is, though, is we're starting to get to a point now where it's costing just as much as traditional television. Indie artists out there, yes, I'm talking about you musicians that listen to the BTN News Show. Looks like Spotify is ending its direct music uploads for you. Yep, they're shutting down the upload beta test after determining its efforts were better spent elsewhere. Now, according to Spotify, they said musicians were suggesting that Spotify should just instead lean into the work of existing distribution partners. Though we have heard from other musicians out there saying, yeah, they're none too happy about this, saying that at least they could have went directly without having to do any distribution. Which is the whole point of trying to distribute your music online. Unfortunately, it was only beta to ever begin with. Spotify never said that they were going to keep it. It was definitely just something they wanted to try out and see if it would work. Apparently, in their minds, it didn't. And finally, oh, are we feeling the Wimbledon fever? Well, if you're not yet, then hop on over to Snapchat, because you might then. Yep, thanks to their new Bitmoji tennis game. This real-time Bitmoji multiplayer tennis game will let you challenge your friends right within the chat function, so you can get all nice and worked up to watch those Wimbledon matches. Now, it's available on Snap Games. Now, if you don't want to play against a friend or say you just ain't got any, you can actually train on your own. But if you do got some friends, well, you can take them to tournament mode and kick their butt. Yeah, it's free, kind of. You're gonna have to tolerate those advertising things here and there. But hey, if you're victorious, it's all worth it in the end, right? If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, of course, is our website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Get on over there, check it out for yourself today. Check out our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and join our community. Like so many others have, we'd love for you to be part of the conversation at our Slack room. Come join today, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, and thank you so much for listening.